Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Memo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, not much, man. You know, just a busy day in sports. You know, we're going to kick off with a little World Cup, as the World Cup finally crowned its new champion. We'll get into that momentarily. Then we'll talk about the NBA free agency news, as LeBron comes home to Cleveland. And, of course, Carmelo stays home with the Knicks. We'll talk what's going on in MLB with the Mets, wrapping up their series with Marlins. And the Yankees looking to end their series with the Orioles later tonight. And, of course, as usual, you know, we talk a little sports entertainment, a little WWE, you know, at the end of the show. But, of course, most importantly, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, everything else. And with that in mind, let's congratulate the German national team for winning the World Cup just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, congrats to them. The Nazis are back.
You know, congratulations to the, you know, German national team. You know, they won by the final score of 1-0, and Thomas Mueller, he gets his first World Cup, and it was the first World Cup Germany has won since 1990. You know, so congratulations to them.
Yep.
On the losing side, unfortunately, for the Argentinian fans, is of course their superstar Messi. You know, he played in his first World Cup, and he's looking to add the cup, you know, to his impressive resume. But
yep.
He did, as a consolation prize, he did walk away with the Golden Ball trophy for the best performance in the tournament. So,
yeah.
You know, congratulations to him on that. But as you could see, if you're watching the game or the post game ceremony, Lionel Messi was not happy winning that award. He wanted the award that would cement his greatness.
Yeah.
And that is, of course, the prestigious FIFA World Cup trophy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, guy has been fantastic during this World Series run. Not World Series, World Cup run, I should say. And, yeah, I mean, this would have cemented his legacy as one of the greatest players ever. And, unfortunately, Argentina came up short. I mean, there are a lot of shots that they fired today that could have been goals. That first,
of course.
That first shot that everyone thought was a goal ended up to be a flag. I don't know what was the call on that. I don't know if it was some kind of foul or I don't know what happened there, but I thought it was a goal at first, but then the officials overturned it. And then you had a couple missed shots by the German team that looked very close. And Messi missed a few shots that could have went in himself, especially after Germany tied it. Went ahead 1-0.
Right.
Yeah. Messi had a chance to tie the game, but the shot went up high right over the goalpost. So luck wasn't on the Argentina side today.
Yeah, and now they got to wait another 4 years so they could snap, their championship drought. Of course, the last time they won was in 1986 when, their superstar player Maradona, led them to the cup. And interesting enough, before the World Cup, I believe, began, Maradona was saying that, Messi doesn't need to win the World Cup, in order to cement himself as the best player in the game right now.
Right. But I mean, it could have been something special. I mean, if he had won it, Argentina fans would look at him as one of those greats, one of those legends.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's still going to be a great player, but it would have made him even more special if he had won it.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer already, but, just having that cup in his hands, that would have just been the icing of the cake, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But, now we got to wait another 4 years for this World Cup. I mean, this World Cup was really exciting. There was a lot of first-round exits, by England, Spain, you name it. U.S. had an interesting run thanks to Tim Howard's performance in the Cup, which is most likely going to be his last performance because by the time that happens, I believe he's going to be 38, 39. So that's going to be end of that. And, it's just been an interesting World Cup, stunners with, Germany, Germany beating Brazil wasn't a shocker, but the way how they did it, they scored 5 goals and, in the first half.
Oh,
and they scored it so much, it looked like instant replay. That's how much.
It was, they tortured them like they tortured Jews back in World War II.
Oh, my, no, no, do not go there. No, no, seriously. No.
I'm saying.
Don't go there. Do not go there, seriously. No.
Hey, we It's Germany,
and,
so we got to keep up the new
And with that, no. Let's go to the baseball. No, you know what? Let's go to NBA news first. Let's go to
LeBron.
NBA. Yeah, LeBron, he finally went home. Yeah. You know, he spent 4 years in Miami, you know, winning, two championships with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. But now it's time for him to go home. And he recently wrote an essay, his reasons of returning.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to, basically snap that championship drought, not only for the Cavaliers, who's never won a championship, but the city of Cleveland, who hasn't, won a championship since 1964 with the Cleveland Browns.
Yep. Yeah. It's going back home, and a lot of Cavs fans are going to have to restitch those jerseys that they torn.
Oh, yeah. They're looking in the garbage cans. They're looking for time machines to try to turn back the clock so they won't have to buy these overpriced jerseys, with the return of LeBron James coming back to, Cleveland.
Yep.
But it's too late now. It's too late, But it's nice, as a Knicks fan, I would love to see him put on the Knicks uniform. But, as an NBA fan, it's a great way, for him to, make it right with the, with his fans back at home. So,
yeah.
Kudos to him, for doing the right thing.
It's a heartwarming story.
It is. It definitely is. And
I still wish he could have paired off Melo in New York to bring New York a title, but
no doubt.
Screw him.
Smoking like a true New Yorker. But all seriousness, he did admit he didn't regret it, which obviously, he shouldn't. I mean, he won two titles, down in Miami. And
yep.
He's looking for the challenge. Reportedly, he only signed a two-year deal with Cleveland. But, likelihood, he's going to, of course, re-sign with them and remain with them for the rest of his career. He's just doing it strategically because there's supposed to be like a labor union, I think, coming up soon where they're going to negotiate the salary cap, increasing. So with that, he'll get more money in the, in his contract, his next contract. So,
yep.
The guy is always thinking dollar signs in business. So, he's a smart businessman. He did get the two titles. So apparently he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and we'll see if he could bring a title or two back to Cleveland.
Yeah, but he did admit it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
He's not expecting to win a title this year, which is realistically speaking. But, with him and Kyrie Irving, they got the pieces. And not to mention the new draft pick they got. So, they got promise.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard. But, any team that LeBron goes to, he automatically turns that team into a contender.
Definitely.
They're just going to need a few pieces. I even hear that Cleveland might be looking to trade some of their rookies for Kevin Love.
That's definitely not out of the possibility because Kevin Love is now intrigued with the Cavaliers. I wonder why. He was intrigued with the Cavaliers before this week. I wonder what changed.
Of course not.
Could it be number 23?
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, obviously, wherever LeBron goes, that's a championship-caliber team. And wherever he leaves, basically, they're left in ruins. And, of course, I'm talking about the Heat, who put all their eggs in their basket, trying to re-sign the big three.
Yep.
And to the extent that even Dwayne Wade turned down a two-year, $40-something million contract?
Yep.
Where he's never – that was just a dump. Once I heard he opted out, I'm like – are you serious? He's never going to make that much money for the rest of his life.
Miami can give it to him again, but I don't know.
Miami would have to outbid themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They'd be paying him for what he used to be and not what he is right now because, he's getting up there in age, and not to mention he has so many injury problems. So that would not be a smart decision. And another thing I didn't think was smart of Miami was basically overpaying for Chris Bosh, you know, to retain him. I know they felt bad losing LeBron, but they overpaid for him. They gave him, what, 5 years? I'm trying to remember
Max
the number.
Contract.
What was it, 110 or something? 105, 110? I forgot the actual number. Because reportedly he was close to signing. Chris Bosh was close to signing a 4-year, $88 million with the Rockets, which was the reason why they traded him to the Lakers.
Yep.
You know, so they could have enough salary cap in order to take on Chris Bosh. So, I mean, I'm surprised Pat Riley. You know, I think he made that move with his heart and not with his mind.
Well, I guess they're gonna try to build this team around Bosh
and Wade, most likely.
Yeah.
So
I mean, Bosh. I mean, he's still a good player.
Yeah,
you know,
he's a good player, no doubt about it. But I mean, he's not Kevin Garnett in his prime, and he's definitely not Tim Duncan. So I mean,
oh no, not at all,
so,
not at all.
To me, but, how they had this guy up, you know. For years, I've been saying he's a little overrated. So
yeah, well, now he's gonna have to put up the numbers that he put up in Toronto.
Oh yeah.
Before he traded Toronto, he was putting up like 20-10 numbers. So
he's gonna have to do that once again.
Yeah.
He definitely was, and now out of the shadow of LeBron, maybe he'll step up.
Yeah.
And the other NBA news is, of course, Carmelo Anthony, he returns to the Knicks, signs a 5-year deal, reportedly between 120 to 129, max contract with the Knicks, and he returns, he believes in Phil Jackson's goals to trying to bring the title back, to New York, and of course, having a 120 plus million dollar contract, that's a nice incentive as well, of course.
Yeah, and he released a statement today saying that he's a New York Knick at heart, and hopefully him and Phil Jackson will hopefully bring a championship to New York. So we'll see. I don't know if they'll win it this year, but
yeah.
I hope that they'll try to win it.
Yeah.
And hopefully put all the pieces in place that will help them win that championship that the Knicks haven't had in over 40 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 73 is a long time, especially in New York. You know what I'm saying? Man, for New Yorkers, man, winning a championship in years is like, to New Yorkers, it's like the Cubs are now winning in over 100 and, 5 years or so.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's no comparison to the Cubs drought, but, in the eyes of New Yorkers, we're very passionate fans as well. So, we want that title.
For real. And they're showing on all the TV, they're showing all the Germans celebrate, outside in Germany following the World Cup win. I haven't seen Germans this excited.
Well,
let's not
go into it. I don't know what you're going to say, but let's just leave that one alone. And with that, let's go to MLB. Let's go to MLB. Mets, they're getting ready for the All-Star break. They defeated the Marlins. Actually, as a matter of fact, they swept the Marlins, they're what, six or seven games back of the of first place, and also they're in third place now, in the NL East. So the Mets, they've been playing better, they've been hitting the long ball a lot as of late, They didn't have one today, but I don't think they hit one today. But in any case, they've been playing a lot better. DeGrom got his third win of the season. The Mets are, pitching well. They're getting timely hits. And basically, they have the recipe of winning right now. So hopefully they keep it up. And Daniel Murphy, he's looking forward to his first appearance you know, as an all-star of his career. And hopefully the Mets can go on this run.
Yeah, look at the Mets. I mean, I think they're in their water, in their Gatorade. They're playing real well right now.
Yeah, they might have to check Granderson, because Granderson has been going deep a lot lately.
Yeah.
Before. So
wow.
they might have to check him out.
Yeah, something's going on in that Queen's water.
Whatever it is, man, don't tell nobody.
Whatever it is, it better be legal.
Let them find out on the you know, the ticker tape parade guy was. with all seriousness, you know, Mets are playing well, but they have a long way to go. You know, they're still 5 under. The great thing about it is that nobody in the NL East is running away with the division. So, you know, Mets have a shot. You know, they have the All-Star break coming up. Hopefully, with these 4 days off, you know, they can regroup and continue their winning ways down in San Diego, which for the past couple of years hasn't been a recipe for success for them. Because, you know, Padres is usually, you know, a pitching, you know, oriented franchise, you know, much like the Mets are. So, you know, it should be, a tough, challenging matchup in the West. So.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully Mets are up to the challenge. And poorly, Mets might trade, Colon. You know, he's making $9 million. Next year he's going to make $11 million. And one of the teams that are interested, because basically all the playoff teams like Blue Jays, Orioles, you know, you name it, is after them. And, of course, one of the teams that are interested in reacquiring him is, of course, the New York Yankees, who are looking forward to wrapping up their mid-season tonight against the Orioles. So give us a little 4-1-1 on that.
Well, yeah, Yankees are looking to beat the Orioles so they can gain a little ground in the AL East division standings. Right now, they're about 4 games back of the Orioles. So if they win tonight, they'll be only 3. But Yankees right now, they've been decimated by injuries. I'd say 80% of our starting staff right now is on the DL.
Correct.
We have Sabathia, Nova, Pineda, and now Tanaka, who's going to be on a DL and probably will be out for a month and a half, you know, with the UCL injury that he suffered. So Yankees have to rely on these young guns, these rookie pitchers like Green and Whitley. And Shane Green had a great performance yesterday. He shut out the Orioles and struck out 9. The Yankees won 3-0 yesterday. And the day before that, the Yankees lost 3-2 in overtime.
Extra innings. Oh, no. What was it? Was it bottom of the 9th?
Yeah, extra innings. Yeah.
Well, technically it's not extra. No, actually it's not extra because it's not 10th.
Yeah,
but, on the bottom. Was it in the 10th or was it in the bottom of the 9th?
It was in the 10th. They lost. It was an extra innings. Warren, what was it? I think it was Nick Hundley that got a hit off of Warren in the 10th inning, which led the Orioles to the win, 3-2. And so what do you call it again?
The rubber game.
Yeah. So hopefully. Yankees can take this and closer, you know, to gaining ground on the Orioles. But it's going to be tough, man, with most of our pitchers on the DL. We need a lot of these guys to step up right now.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Yankees want to go on a winning note, and especially one of their players, of course, their captain, Derek Jeter, he's going to make his final All-Star appearance this Tuesday. So,
yeah.
You know he wants to have another lasting impression, you know, in the sport that he loved to play for like 19 years.
Yeah, that should be good.
Should be definitely interesting, and we should all expect him to get a similar reception like his former teammate Mariano Rivera got last year.
Yeah, although I don't think he'll I don't think he should get MVP like Mariano did. Because Gita's already won an All-Star MVP. So.
Oh, yeah. He's the first and I believe the only person to win the World Series MVP and the All-Star MVP in the same season in 2000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, we don't remember what team he beat, but that's another story for another time. The Mets. Excuse me. But in any case, let's move over to WWE. And all eyes will be watching tomorrow night because rumored who's going to be coming on tomorrow night is Ric Flair, Psycho Sid, and, of course, Sting might finally make his appearance because recently on Twitter he posted 7-14-14. So basically, if you do the math correctly, that's tomorrow night. And hopefully, you know, he makes his appearance. But it could also mean maybe it could be an announcement for him being in the WWE 2K15 game. So
yeah.
Well, hopefully it's both, you know.
We'll see, man, because, I mean, we've been saying this for the last few years, and
exactly.
He still hasn't come up. He still hasn't shown up yet.
That's true. But let's hope that's the case. Because reportedly, Jim Ross, he went on Steve Austin's podcast show and basically confirmed that Sting will be in the game. But WWE and I think 2K Games haven't confirmed it as of yet. So, you know, hopefully this announcement tomorrow will be, you know, him appearing, you know, in WWE.
Yep.
You know, and they could save the announcement for 2K5, 2K15, hopefully on a later day, or announce it both at the same time. You know, who knows? But
I hope so.
We'll see tomorrow night. So that should be interesting. And tomorrow there's going to be a six-man tag team match, main event, Cena and former Shield members Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, and Kane. So that should be an interesting six-man tag team match coming up tomorrow. Anything you'd like to say?
Check out my show, IMAX, Saturdays at 11. Come back and check out this show, Sports of Legend, every Sundays at 6. And congrats to Germany, despite the Nazi jokes.
Okay, yes, congratulations to them, you know, for them winning the cup. And with that, you know, I want to thank you all for listening, you know, to Sports Urban Legend with your host, William Ramo, and, of course, Macaulay Matthew. So we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening.